Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Lindblad. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Paul Lindblad. And now, play ball. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to second. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a pop-up towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 1 in the game. Vidal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tiant hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 1 in the game. Repose strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindblad bunts towards the mound. Tiant juggles the ball. That's an error on Tiant. Roof moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roof scores. Lindblad moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from SQ and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Askew reaches second base with a double. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 2 in the game. Vidal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to third. Jack Aker now pitching. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Larry Brown. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Askew scores. Vidal moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tiant bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Vidal moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. One out. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner is walked intentionally. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Vidal scores. Davalillo scores. Wagner moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser now playing shortstop. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Pedro Gonzalez now playing second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripoz hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo who is chasing the ball. Bando reaches third base with a triple. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Stahl now playing right field. Tim Talton now catching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first, with Aker covering, for the out. Two outs. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vidal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Jack Aker. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Stahl moves to third. Dick Raditz now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 3 in the game. Repose hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bando hits a pop-up towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Schwartz pinch hits for Dick Green. Randy Schwartz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwartz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.